ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य।
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य।
प्रभु नित्यानंद।
प्रभु नित्यानंद।
जय अद्वैत गदाधर।
जय अद्वैत गदाधर।
श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद।
श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा।
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा।
कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे।
कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे।
हरे राम हरे राम।
हरे राम हरे राम।
राम राम हरे हरे।
राम राम हरे हरे।
सो वील डू मिक्स क्लास। पहले रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी की इन इंग्लिश वी विल टेल ए वेरी नाइस स्टोरी अबाउट लिटिल यंग रघुनाथ दास। वेरी नाइस स्टोरी। आजा आई विल टेल यू स्टोरी अबाउट रघुनाथ। ओके सो रघुनाथ ही वॉज ए यंग वेरी वेरी यंग चाइल्ड 5 years old, maybe 3 years old. Raghunath was born in Saptagram, West Bengal. Adi Saptagram, it is called Adi Saptagram. And his father, Govardhan Majumdar, he was very rich Jamindar, landlord. And he had 20 lakh rupees income per month. And rupee that time was a gold coin, 500 years ago. Gold coin. More valuable than any currency. If you want to know how much it was, it was at this time, that 1 rupee would be about 10,000 rupees. Gold coin, 1 tola gold. Today is 10,000 rupees. And that time it was 1 rupee. So imagine 10,000 multiplied by 20 lakh. That many rupees a month income. Not only that, but his uncle, Raghunath, little Raghunath's uncle, was also having same income. And he was the only son between uncle and father. So imagine how rich he was. Very rich person. And he was the only boy. He was the only son. So he had a huge big palace. What he had, Raghunath? Nimai, what he had? What did he have? Mukunda? Right. Mukunda? He was living in what? Karishma? Yes, Radhika? Big palace. Big, huge palace. And palace had 3 main gate in 3 direction. And it was leading to a big 3 big street. So, a little Raghunath, where he will emerge out of his palace, nobody can know. So his father used to have 20 palanquin guard, palanquin servant, they live palanquin and protect. So 3 palanquins would wait for him, one on every gate. So, and he was not allowed by these securities, not allowed to see anybody old or somebody who is diseased or somebody who is beggar or, you know, this anxieties of this birth, death, old age and disease, they won't allow him to see it. Just to make him unhappy. He may become unhappy by seeing a diseased person or some old person who can't breathe properly, who can eat properly, who can walk properly. So, just to protect his happiness, there would be always guard behind him. So, when little Raghunath, he would go out for the outhouse. In outhouse, nowadays we have a attached outhouse, right? But old days, our house for going out was out, not in. So, outhouse for toilet, it would be a little, outside. So every morning, his servant would put nice lotus petals for little Raghunath to walk on to go to the outhouse. Such a opulence, big opulence. So Raghunath, he was a little 5-6 year old. So there was a temple near this big palace, and in the temple there was Radha Krishna deity. It was family deity for Govardhan Majumdar. They would go there and pray. So there used to live their acharya called Yadunandan Acharya. Yadunandan Acharya was living in the temple. So occasionally Raghunath would get to hear from Yadunandan about the glories of Lord Chaitanya. So one day what happened is Haridas Thakur came, and Haridas Thakur was living in a cottage next to this temple. So Haridas Thakur was eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. So Yadunandan said to Majumdar, Govardhan Majumdar, why don't you send little Raghunath to have blessings of Haridas Thakur? He will bless him. So he said, okay, I'll send him. So next day, he prepared Raghunath and sent lots of money, gold coin and silk, fruits, grains. He sent his servant, about 100 servants, to carry all this paraphernalia and send Raghunath with him. So his Pradhan Mantri also came with him, his chief officer. So just to see what kind of blessings he gets. So Raghunath came and he offered obeisances to Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur gave him blessings. He said, may you always become detached from material world. And when he was giving these blessings, Yadunandan Acharya, he knew this. So he made a big noise. So this chief officer of Majumdar wouldn't hear it. So he made a big noise so he wouldn't hear these blessings. But Raghunath heard it very well and took it in his heart. It penetrated his heart. May you ever become detached from material world. So Raghunath Das ever since practiced to become detached from material world. So and he heard so much about Lord Chaitanya, so he was very much attracted to Lord Chaitanya. So what happened one day is Lord Chaitanya came to Santipur, Lord Advaita Acharya's house. And when Lord Chaitanya came there, there was ocean full of people there. They assembled there. And they do roaring kirtan and a big huge festival, Mela. Mela lag gaya vaha. Mela, Melo, yahan gadi lagi gaya. So, many, many, lakhs and lakhs of people. So, Yadunandan Acharya said, Lord Chaitanya has come to Santipur. Why don't you send little Raghunath to have his darshan and blessings? So Govardhan Majumdar said, okay. So next day, he said to his officers that you take Raghunath in a palanquin, and he had so many soldiers with him, and said that you hit there, have a darshan, make a U-turn, come back right away. So when these people went there, Lord Chaitanya, he was doing beautiful kirtan, and everybody was captivated by his kirtan, by his beauty, by his, you know, transcendental dance and ecstasy. Everybody got captivated. So everybody just lost their composure and stayed there 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. So this Govardhan Majumdar said, what happened? So he sent another troop to rescue little Raghunath. So they came, and they also merged into ocean of waves of ecstasy in Lord Chaitanya's, you know, proximity, beauty, kirtan, people with love and emotions, and so much was happening. So they also got stuck, just like a fly gets stuck on a, you know, that stucky paper, cannot move. So they got captivated also. So Govardhan Majumdar said, what is happening? Let me go. And he came. And I'll get them all. So he came. And then when he saw Lord Chaitanya, he couldn't move himself. He got stunned. He couldn't move. He got captivated by the transcendental beauty of Lord Chaitanya. So I forgot to tell you that when Raghunath came, Lord Chaitanya, you know, he offered his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya put his foot, right foot on his head, and bless him. And Raghunath used to get his remnants, Lord Chaitanya's remnants every day. So, when Govardhan Majumdar came there, he said, you should go back to Raghunath. Raghunath, you should go back and serve your parents. So, they took him back, Raghunath. So little Raghunath came back to the palace, and there he was always wanting to get out and go stay with Lord Chaitanya. So at the night he would try to open window and try to escape through there. But because of the security guards,